The Science Case and Challenges of Space-Borne Submillimeter Interferometry, by Leonard I. Gurwitz et al. Ultra-high angular resolution in astronomy has always been an important vehicle for making fundamental discoveries. Recent results in direct imaging of the vicinity of the supermassive black hole in the nucleus of the radio galaxy M87 by the Millimeter VLBI System Event Horizon Telescope and various pioneering results of the Space VLBI mission Radio Astron provided new momentum in high angular resolution astrophysics. In both mentioned cases, the angular resolution reached the values of about 10 to 20 microseconds. Further developments toward at least an order of magnitude sharper values are dictated by the needs of astrophysical studies and can only be achieved by placing millimeter and submillimeter wavelength interferometric systems in space. A concept of such the system, called terahertz exploration and zooming in for astrophysics (THEZA), has been proposed in the framework of the ESA call for white papers for the Voyage 2050 long-term plan in 2019. In the current paper we discuss several approaches for addressing technological challenges of the THEZA concept. In particular, we consider a novel configuration of a space-borne millimeter, submillimeter antenna which might resolve several bottlenecks in creating large precise mechanical structures. The paper also presents an overview of prospective space-qualified technologies of low-noise analog front-end instrumentation for millimeter, submillimeter telescopes, data handling and processing. The paper briefly discusses approaches to the interferometric baseline state vector determination and synchronization and heterodyning system. In combination with the original ESA Voyage 2050 white paper, the current work sharpens the case for the next-generation microarc xeon-level imaging instruments and provides starting points for further in-depth technology trade-off studies. This was The Science Case and Challenges of Space-Borne Submillimeter Interferometry, by Leonard I. Gurwitz et al.